it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Back by popular demand, we've had this guest many times on the program at the recommendation of Michael Bellani. I'm referring to Russell J. Salvatore. I don't think there is a more giving, kind, generous man in New York State than Russell Salvatore. His name is on many buildings, nursing homes, hospitals. He's worked very, very hard for 60 years, and he's giving back to his community. I want to read a little bit about him with the donation he made to the Erie County Medical Center in Buffalo Rising. And it wrote as follows. Russell J. Salvatore donates $1 million to ECMC's capital campaign. 5 years ago, when Russell J. Salvatore slipped on some ice and broke his ankle, the expert medical staff at ECMC took great care of him in the operating room before sending Western New York's premier restaurateur and philanthropist to a room to recuperate and begin therapy. This morning on Valentine's Day, Russell Salvatore stood behind a podium in the ECMC lobby and told a large gathering of family, friends, and hospital staff and guests, "The cast they put on me was the most expensive cast ever," before he unveiled his largest philanthropic gift, $1 million to ECMC's capital campaign. Let's talk about that gift for ECMC, and I understand it included a foyer at the ECMC?
Well, the $1 million, Brian, I mean, so many people think that I'm extremely rich. I mean, it's spread out over a period of about 8 years, and you just don't sign a check for $1 million. But ECMC was the start of me being such a philanthropist from breaking my ankle. The people treated me so nice, and again, they had televisions the size of your watch, and people had to pay to put on the television. That started me going crazy, and I donated all those 400 televisions and took the charge away from people and continued doing it at other hospitals. I could never figure out how nobody's ever stood up to bat for people that are ill. You're in a hospital. I mean, can you imagine being in Roswell? I did it for Roswell, furnish the televisions. And if anybody's listening in Western New York, if there's a hospital that charges you, and I mean it 100%, you'll get a hold of me, and I'll make sure I will pay for that contract. You should not have to turn a hospital television on if you're ill and have to pay $8, $9. That's ridiculous. But that's how it started. I bought the TVs for them, and they were good to me, and then we've just continued. All of a sudden, my insides change. You get older, and you say to yourself, you did well. The community did well for me. And as someone says, you gave back. I says, it's your money. You've been spending your money at my restaurant. I've given back what they've done. What do you do with it if you kick the bucket and you got a lot of money in the bank? So my intentions in my life, I'm 84. I hope I live to be a few more years. But it's already in writing that I will give every penny that I make back to the community.
Well, you're a great role model for all of us, and I'd like to mention that some years ago we honored Russell Salvatore with the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and his friend Irv Weinstein is going to be honored. And Irv, unfortunately, at age 87, has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yes.
He can't talk. He can't walk anymore.
Oh,
he's in California. But just like Russell, he's giving a $25,000 check to the Muscular Dystrophy Association because we're going to honor him this year. So he's a wonderful man like you. Now, when you talk about people in the hospitals and they have to pay $9 a day for a TV, you just think that this is a burden on these people, that they should be able to watch TV while they're recuperating?
Well, geez, it takes a lot off your head, you know. I mean, when you're in there, I mean, so I get a lot of people. Where it hit home a lot was in Roswell. Those people are there for a while, and People come into the restaurant. I get thank you cards constantly. Thank you, thank you. We're here for a couple of months or so forth. It adds up $9 a day, $9 a day. And again, like I said, what I did, just buying the contracts, it shouldn't happen. And they say, I mean, if you're ill, did you ever try laying in bed in the hospital and not having nothing to watch? You got to end up with a nervous breakdown. You got to end up dead. You want to die. I mean, that's the way I feel. I mean, when I was there, broke my ankle. God, I was watching football, watching this. It became comfortable there. I might want to extend my stay.
Yeah, but they didn't give you steaks like at Russell's.
If the steaks were as good as mine, I would have extended my stay.
You're funny. Now let's talk about your recent gift. It's been on television and these radio stations where ESPN is located with the sister station WBEN. They've been talking about these vans you donate, and I think they had about 170,000 miles on these vans for the veterans with Veterans Administration Hospital. You're a veteran. Why did you want to give these vans to the VA?
Well, you know what happened? A fellow by the name of Kevin come and approached me at the restaurant and asked me if I would donate $5,000 for his cause. If they would have raised $150,000 by November, they would have got $150,000 next November from the state to buy new vans. They wanted eight vans, and anyways, I talked to him, and I says, well, wait a minute. I says, I'm 84, and my next year, I go to give $5,000 just to get my initials on a van. They were trying to collect money from everybody. So I got on the phone, I called Jim Basil of Basil Chevrolet. I says, Jim, answer me a question. If I can get 10 new vans by August 7th, which is the Purple Heart Day, I'd like to present them. Can you get them for me? So anyways, he got on the phone, and then Chris Collins made a couple of moves for me, and he says, Russ, I can have them by August 7th. I told the fellow, I says, let me ask you a question. How many $5,000 did you collect? He said, 4. Go give them back. I will get you 10 new vans, and I will pay for them out of my pocket. He was so excited. He was a veteran, about 6'8", big guy. He started crying. It's amazing when I tell you. And that's how it all started. We've gotten the vans all covered in all red, white, and blue. They're around for a while, and it's just, as courtesy of Russ Salvatore, they're going to be riding around for about 8-10 years, and that's how it started. And Monday we had a great presentation in the park at my Patriots and Heroes Park. 350 people showed up to honor old veterans, guys. We had one fellow in there, 102 years old.
My goodness.
Veterans, and World War II. It's amazing how many veterans use this facility at Veterans Hospital and that. And I did that, and it's probably one of the biggest home runs I've ever hit. I'm getting thank you cards. It's not for that reason, but it makes you really feel good when you do something and you're helping a lot of people.
Wonderful. Now, as I mentioned, you're a veteran, and you seem to care so much for the veterans. You have a veterans park. You took me around in the golf cart there with the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and all these different emblems of our freedom and our heritage. You also had your car the last few years at the Pulaski Day Parade as General Pulaski died fighting for our freedom in the Revolutionary War. Why do you care so much for our veterans, Russell Salvatore?
Well, I don't know. It's just become that. I look at them, they come in for dinner, and I mean, like I did when I did the Purple Heart presentation at the park, and I had a couple of veterans come in for the ribbon cutting on that, and seeing what they've gone through. And I mean, it's really amazing. They're not normals anymore. This one individual got out of his car, I put him on my golf cart, drove him over there. He says, Russell, I was in the Battle of Bulge, and I was with General Patton. I was about 9th in line, and the guys in front of me were just getting shot down like flies. We were going to make a decision and run, and General Patton told the first guy that turns around and runs will get shot right in the back of the head. These people went in the war, and I have to say, I mean, I was in the service. I was very, very blessed. I happened to be lucky because I knew a little bit of cooking. Mm-hmm. And I ended up in the mess hall, and I spoiled all these sergeants and lieutenants, making Gibraltar in the morning for them and that. And they didn't want to get rid of me, so I never seen an overseas dirty. I mean, thank heaven for my father for teaching me how to make sauce, you know. I hit a home run, but for these other veterans, they need everything that somebody can possibly do for them.
We're learning a great deal from a great role model, a man who's given millions of dollars to charities in Western New York. He's worked very, very hard for 60 years, and he's giving it back. Every month I read another article of Russell Salvatore helping the veterans or ECMC, Brothers of Mercy, Lancaster High School. It never stops. A little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. And again, Russell Salvatore was an honorary Grand Marshal for the Pulaski Day Parade along with the Secretary of State of Poland just a few weeks ago. A little bit more information from this article in Buffalo Rising by Michael Bellani. He wrote of Russell Salvatore, when he was in a hospital room after breaking his ankle, Salvatore could not believe the patients had to watch television on an old box TV and pay a daily service fee. From the bed, he began discussing this with Sue Gonzalez, vice president of the ECMC Foundation. And very soon, after he was discharged, it was announced the Russell J. Salvatore Foundation was donating $250,000 to upgrade televisions and the service and patient rooms. 2 years ago, he donated $500,000 for the Russell J. Salvatore Orthopedic Unit on the sixth floor. That's from Michael Bellani. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, John Mills, chairman of the Erie County Legislature, Sheriff Tim Howard, and former ambassador to the Vatican, Jim Nicholson. Coming up, we're going to have well-known gospel singer Tom Bednarik, married to Rita Cosby of CBS Television, Bob Collins, the president of the Muskoka, Ontario Chamber of Commerce, and Nick Langworthy, Erie County Republican chairman. Now, you are very attached to Brothers of Mercy. I've been to the banquet, and they've saluted you at the banquet for Brothers of Mercy. You've done a lot there. What moves you to help Brothers of Mercy?
Well, I met the young ladies there, Nancy and another young lady, and they were looking for a small donation. And again, like you said, once I have my good friend Don Perino, which is the most talented.
I've met him, nice man. And he came to the taping once here.
Yes, he did. But he makes a rendering for me, and I brought the rendering over to him. He'll give me a rendering in 2 days, or somebody else takes 2 years. And when I showed Nancy at the Brothers of Mercy what we could do, they needed an exercise room. So anyways, I showed them that. They bought it, they took it right away, and I donated them. I can't remember, I think I donated $300,000 to get it started, and they're going to be opening in September. It's a new orthopedic room for the patients in Brothers of Mercy, and they're going to be able to accept outside patrons to come in, which doctors will recommend an orthopedic place to go. It's going to be beautiful, but the exercise equipment, I was out there the other day, and she's so excited, and that's how I started with the Brothers of Mercy. You know, it's all timing. And again, like they come in and they says, Russell, we'll put your name, Russell Salvatore, Brothers of Mercy Orthopedic Center. I don't want to sound like a show-off or anything, but I mean, if a person comes up and it's going to help the community and do something, then I can have my name on it, like I just did with Kevin Guesthouse.
Good.
But that happened overnight with Kevin Guesthouse. They asked me if I could do something for them, and then we went and ripped the trees down, made it look nice, and we had the ribbon cutting a couple of weeks ago, and it's called Russell Salvatore or Kevin Guesthouse. which is with the people that put the other guest house up. What was their name? The Garvey family.
Garvey, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that started, we just had an anniversary 45 years ago that guest house started, and their brother died of cancer very young. They rented the house next door to stay because they couldn't find a place, and then finally they give it back to the city. And what that is anyone that has cancer in the family that can't afford to stay in a hotel or anything, the Kevin Guest House takes that. So I just did one. They bought a house next door, and I donated $500,000 to get that going. And I feel proud of that one, too.
And it's going to be the same purpose for people who can't afford a hotel room.
Exactly. It's the same purpose for that.
Yeah.
And we put that the together, I bet you, in a week. That there was land between the Bolt Cabin Guest House, which was a dirty alley.
Mm-hmm.
And it belonged to the city. And again, I went to ask Mayor Brown, what can we do with this? He says, we're waiting for a grant. Everything's a grant.
Right.
Trying to get a grant, you might be waiting until the end of
10 years.
You know, 10 years. So I asked Mayor Brown, I said, Mayor, you know, can I take care of this alley? He says, Russell, go ahead. I know what sense until we're going to lose the grant. I says, I'm not worried about the grant. I put a sidewalk in, bushes, flowers, everything. Tied to both restaurants, said, if you're on Ellicott Street, drive by Kevin Guest House and see what I did in 3 days. I had a hose in my hand and a shovel with a shirt and a tie on. Don't you believe? I was the best dressed gardener out there. They're looking at me. I ruined a pair of shoes.
Well, you got a big heart now. Nearby is Children's Hospital. And what moves you to help the kids there, the sick kids there, and what are you doing with Children's Hospital?
Children's Hospital, we're putting on a big room, which is going to be called a student center. Student center is going to be a small cafeteria. It's going to be real plush where they can go in and read books and take their breaks and everything. And they're doing a very big wall in there for me that's going to have a lot of the philanthropy work that they're painting, and I was there last week. It was really a surprise to me. They're bending over backwards, and I gave them some money for that room. And again, it's the Russell Salvatore Student Center. Beautiful sign up there. And I mean, I don't want to say anything, but a lot of people ask me, Russ, can you remodel the front of my house? I'll put your name on my house. We're not going in that direction.
No. Well, you're very giving. We're going to just mention, if anybody's listening in Buffalo, Montreal, or Northern Florida, to the 17 states and half of Canada we reach, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information from the article written by Michael Bellani about Russell Salvatore. Quote, ECMC holds a special place in my heart. End quote, Mr. Salvatore says. Every day it demonstrates why it is truly our community's regional hospital. The quality care that each doctor, nurse, clinician, and every employee provides for patients like me is really what sets ECMC apart. And then he goes on to say, I've seen firsthand just how skilled and dedicated the ECMC caregivers are, and I know that level of care is provided to every patient that comes to ECMC. It is important for me to express my thanks and gratitude to the entire ECMC staff, and I am very happy to make this contribution and support their vitally important capital campaign. From Russell J. Salvatore. Now, you're doing something with the University at Buffalo Medical School. What is planned there, Russell Salvatore?
The medical school was the last question was that the Children's Hospital.
Right.
Now, Children's Hospital, we're doing the Student Center in the UB Medical School. In the new Children's Hospital, we just furnished all new TVs for them, which it's opening up in about a week. It's beautiful, and they've got big rooms where there's two TVs in there, one for the patient to watch, and one if you're visiting anybody that's there. You got a little side room. You got your own television there also. That's the new Children's Hospital. Children's Hospital is right on Ellicott Street. They're all next door to one another. Mm-hmm. You have Roswell Children's Hospital and also the new UB Medical Campus and Kevin Guest House within like 1,000 feet of each other. So, I mean, if you're walking in that area, the only thing I got left to do, maybe if I pave the street, they'll change it to Russell Salvatore Highway.
You know, I think it's good that you put your name on everything because you're going to motivate other business people to do the same. And I have known very wealthy people who have given nothing to charity. Why do you want to give? Why do you want to help? What motivates Russell Salvatore?
I don't know. Maybe the good man up above makes me think that way. I could remember my dad when I was a young boy in the neighborhood when it was the Depression. He had a small corner store, and he had fruit out there for everybody to eat. When we were little kids, every kid in the neighborhood got like about a 4-foot Easter bunny, all chocolate. They were like 50 cents for an Easter bunny. My father took care of everybody. Remember when you come into his restaurant, he opened, he had free hard-boiled eggs. Maybe I'm fortunate the Lord gave me the same blood that my father has in him. And when you look at life, you work very hard, you make money. People are good. If you die, I have friends right now that died with an awful lot of money. It's 8 years. The whole family don't talk to each other because they're fighting over money. A little story, let's get
so
back.
You want to give it to people in need instead of having fights over money.
Don't fight over money. If you got money, give it to people that need it. You're talking about a little story. I know we're almost done. At Brothers of Mercy, Nancy Gugino told me, Russell, I gave $500,000 only. There's a lady that lives there as a multimillionaire.
Right.
Well, I swear on my eyes, say, Nancy, call me. She says, we've been trying to get money from this lady for ages. Russell, after you gave the $500,000, she finally gave us a $3 million check.
See, that's what I was saying, that you're setting an example for other people to follow. That's why it's important your name is on it, where people say, I want to be like Russell. Just like you said, I want to be like my dad.
Yes, I honestly think it's loosening up people's pockets. When you stop to think, again, like I said, upstairs in heaven, the cocktails don't charge. You know, it's all on the Lord. If you get up there, you're going to get a free Manhattan for nothing. I sent some money up there to start a bar tab. Is that all right?
Now, talking about bar tabs, I've been to Russell's, and my mother-in-law loves Russell. Well, she goes there for her birthday, and Russell puts on her birthday hat. Let's talk about the success of Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More on Transit Road in Lancaster. Tell us about your business, your hotel there.
Well, our business is very, very good. We're very fortunate that the customers, number one, I mean, Brian, I've been doing it 68 years. The older I get, the more I love it. And the success of Russell's, I don't want to pat myself on the back. I am at the door every single night when you come in. You can come in and I might not know you. And within 30 seconds, you'll think you knew me for years. You got to be nice to people. My father told me years, son, it don't take an education to be nice. It's as hard to smile. We have the same steak as other restaurants have, but I've gone into restaurants for dinner today, and I'm a little strict on my restaurant. I don't allow a baseball hat to be worn on an individual in my restaurant. You take your hat off or get out of my property. I run that kind of a restaurant. Everybody's just, but you get service. Service is so important. All my people, they don't have an earring in their nose. They don't have an earring in their eyes. You know, no tattoos. You come to apply for a job and you got that. There's a magnet at my door. Number one, you can't get in the door. What if you got an earring in your nose? Crushes your head. You know that? I'm serious. It's who you hire. And people out there, I talked at EC College. And when I went in the audience, I swear on my eyesight, it was 400 kids in the class. And the first thing I said when I looked out there, I've never seen a bunch of more disgusting individuals. Bill Morandi was alive. They was got petrified. I said, when you went to school, young man, the lady wore the jewelry. And now you want me to continue talking? Take your baseball hats off.
Good.
Well, may I drop that if I'm lying? They were going to call the police to get me out of there. When I got outside, I'm not exaggerating, I had a good 10 boys come up to me and shook my hand and says, Russ, we've never had anybody talk to us like that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody's got to do something with these people, with these earrings, these baseball hats and stuff. I hate to be saying this because I probably got a million enemies, but it bothers me so much. We'll go through. The next time when we have the three-hour show, I'll talk about it.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your work ethic. Now, you have made millions of dollars. You've given millions away. You're going to give it all away to charity. Let's talk about your work ethic. Why do you work so hard to give back, Russ Salvatore?
I love it. I love it. My life is so funny. I mean, I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I had an ad in the paper. I had a little commercial in the paper, and I put down there, I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, see people for breakfast. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I take a nap. I go back down at 5 o'clock, I see people. At 9 o'clock, I start having my vodka on the rocks. At 10 o'clock, I eat a steak. And when I go upstairs and go to bed, I have about 3 or 4 cigarettes. And the ad said, please don't tell my doctor. And I mean, everybody got a kick out of it. That is my life. The man upstairs maybe is waiting for me to get broke before he takes me. But I mean, I'll keep giving money away. I'm 80, going to be 85, feel like $1 million. Work makes you feel good. And in the restaurant business, you're meeting different people all the time. Our property, people from out of town come in, salesmen with the hotel. I've met so many beautiful people, and it makes you want to keep going back to work. It's not a boring job.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've had a hero of Western New York who worked and worked and worked, and now he gives and gives and gives back to his community. Russell J. Salvatore, a wonderful role model for all of us to work hard and then give back to the community. Also, special thanks to Kevin Carr, director of production for the last 15 years. Thank you so much for teaching us about what's right in Western New York by giving to those in need. Russell Salvatore, have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.